Chip, it's great to get to meet you here at the Sunbelt Ag Expo, and we were just commenting on the weather. Tell me what kind of conditions we've had for this year's show.
I'll tell you what, we've had truly Chamber of Commerce weather this week. Bright sunshine, not a cloud in the sky, breeze out of the east keeping us cool. It's just been a great week. We're a little wet during setup, and the good Lord's blessed us with beautiful weather this week.
Well, it sure has been. And how would you describe, well, first of all, before we get into some of the statistics, for people who aren't real familiar with Sunbelt Ag Expo, tell us just a little bit about the show and whatever you might want to say historically, too.
This is the 31st year of North America's premier farm show, the Sunbelt Ag Expo. We're located in Moultrie, Georgia, Spence Field, an old air base. We have a 600-acre working research farm that we do our demonstrations on in cotton, peanuts, corn, soybeans, hay, have turf grass plot. We have perennial peanuts for forage. We have a 93-acre static exhibit area that we have 1,200-plus exhibitors in. We have about 40 acres of parking around the site. We're just proud to bring the latest in ag technology for the farmers to come in and see, gather information to take back their operations to hopefully improve their economic efficiency, improve their bottom line, which will in turn improve their quality of life.
Well, it's been quite a few years since I've been here. I used to have the opportunity to come a little more regularly, but it has changed. I see we have, besides our traditional ag, we've got probably a little more of the rural lifestyle type exhibitors and information that people can find out here, too.
You bet. We started actually incorporating ATVs and auto show and lawn and gardening back in the middle 80s. We've enhanced that over the years. We have a couple of new educational initiatives in the last couple years, one of them being our aquaculture section where we grow bass and brim in one pond and catfish in another little demonstration pond, and we show how to grow those in a commercial and a backyard setting. We added backyard gardening seminars this year. Talked about organic gardening, talked about building raised beds, growing camellias, pruning fruit trees. We had another new initiative in our horse section. Scott Pardoom, Advantage Horsemanship, was sponsored by Southern States Cooperative, has done a horsemanship for the pleasure horse owner this year, another market we've never tapped into. So we really like to expand our educational process. Our backbone is what do we call hardcore agriculture, the row crops, the cattle, the horses, the dairy. We have a great time in the dairy section with our Ag Commissioner cow milking contest on Tuesday of our show. In our show guide, we have over 3 pages of demonstrations and seminars in our fields and in all of our livestock sections. We really believe in not only having static exhibits, but also having seminars and demonstrations, putting that technology to work.
Well, and with the weather being this gorgeous, you're one of the shows that's able to have field demonstrations, because some of the Midwest shows early on weren't able to do that because of weather problems there. So I'm betting you probably are attracting some people maybe from some other areas you haven't before.
You know, we work very closely with all of the land-grant universities in the Southeast, from Florida to Louisiana up to Arkansas, back across to Virginia, across Kentucky and Virginia. You know, we cut an incredibly wide swath throughout the Southeast, and, you know, working with those universities and the farm bureaus and young farmers and the extension services, you know, we have them working on the ground for us, promoting our show. They know when October rolls around, they can get their farmers to come in, and as a result of the educational process, purchase this technology from our exhibitors. Our exhibitors have really stuck with us this year in these turbulent economic times. We haven't had any major cancellations, and I think a lot of that's due to the fact that they know that we're going to bring in the customers to see.
Well, mentioning that, anything you might want to say about how attendance has been this year?
Actually, our first day, the weather was a little dicey yesterday morning. Since about 9 o'clock yesterday, we've truly had that Chamber of Commerce weather that I mentioned. Attendance was off just a little bit, but it looks like it's rebounding on the second day, and we're looking forward to great things on the third day.
Absolutely. Well, let's see. As far as, because I know we're going to talk to an audience that might be interested in this, I know you've got a media contingent that comes out here. I'm part of that, but how do you go about marketing this show? So what are some of the things that you do that you might want to point out?
Our marketing department, Gina McDonald and Amy Willis and Tyron Spearman here on site, do a great job. We have a great website, sunbeltexpo.com. We work with Farm Press, Southeast Farm Press, to publish our show guide, and they do an outstanding job. This is the third year they've done our show guide. In addition to Farm Press, we have a good relationship with the other print magazines. Southern Farmer and the Farm Progress Group, Progressive Farmer, Hobby Farms, American Small Farmer Magazine, and the list goes on. I'm going to get in trouble if I start naming them. I'll leave somebody out. But we have a good relationship with our media. They do a great job of helping us tell the good story that we have to tell. On the television side, we work very closely with WALB, WCTV, WSS, WSWG, and WSST on the local level. We work very closely with Ag Day and U.S. Farm Report on the national level. We work with our farm bureaus that have television programs in the Southeast. A lot of those end up on RFD-TV, which is great for us. The Toyota Behind the Wheel Adventure, which is new at our show this year. They're the new official vehicle of the Sunbelt Expo. Their marketing person made the comment to me yesterday that they have never had as much media on their show site in one day as they had on the first day of the Sunbelt Ag Expo. And I think that's just a testimony to the great job our marketing department does.
Well, maybe they just haven't met Tyron yet, but
that's right.
We'll bypass that for right now.
And on the radio side,
we
work close
radio.
With Southeast AgNet. You know, they cut a wide swath through Georgia, Florida, and Alabama, what we call the deep Southeast. You know, on the local level, all the stations that we work with throughout Southwest Georgia that do a great job of helping us tell the story, you know, with ticket giveaways and the like.
No, I mean, I think that's great because I was impressed. And really, having been here many years ago when we were in, I don't know if it was what kind of a building it was. I just remember it was wooden and things like
the bathroom
door wouldn't quite shut. And you've got a beautiful admin building that's got the media center built into it.
So
I can't tell you how much we appreciate walking into air conditioning on a warm day, too.
We're glad to have it. I tell you what. You know, when we first started out with that building in 1998, we had the internationals in the big room and the media in that little room. And we realized very quickly that was not going to be big enough. So we got the opportunity to get the block building next door, move the internationals over there, spread the media across both sides of the hall, and it's just worked out great for us. We just can't say enough about how much we appreciate the media and the great working relationship that we have.
Well, and we got to mention, too, because it's so important to what, because I've made that move to the internet, how working with Digitel, I guess that's the
Digitel
company, is how you've got this internet cloud over top of the whole site where, you know, I'm just working in the media center mainly, but we literally could anywhere. We just take our laptop
take it out
and
pop it up. And just like if you were on the road traveling at a motel, you just pop it up and view wireless networks, and here we go.
Yeah.
Just another service that we provide to our visitors and exhibitors, and we can't say enough about Digitel for providing that technology for Georgia Soil and Water Conservation Commission, for making the hookups possible on a yearly basis. And, you know, naturally working with our local CNS cable that run the fiber to make it happen. And throughout the grounds, our landline communication provider Windstream provides DSL hookups that people turn into wireless throughout the exhibits throughout the grounds. So, again, we got a wide variety. We're unique in that way. We get along with everybody. We have lots of partners, and we make it work. And everybody just gets along great, and we appreciate all those relationships that we have.
Well, I'm glad that Tyron decided we had to meet over at the Q-Fest because we got to do a little bit of sampling here at the end of the competition,
right.
You know, with the judges just finishing up. But it's just an example, this barbecue competition of, I mean, I guess you could just spend 3 days and not even go through half of what you guys
you
got
really
to offer,
could.
Right?
If you spent one day at the expo and saw all of our 1,210 exhibitors, it'd give you about 13 and a half seconds at each exhibitor. You know, this Young Farmer event is a great way in a Q-Fest to tie it all together, to bring these young farmers in. The first year we had this, when I was in the feed business and not affiliated with the expo in this capacity, I was a barbecue judge. I was one of the guys going around, so I've done that. I've been a food vendor out here with 4-H when I was a county agent. I used to cook for the luncheon and the livestock supper at the beginning of the week. But this Young Farmer event, this Q-Fest, is a fun time. These guys will and gals will cook 100 Boston butts today. They'll select the one they want to put in the competition. Then we take all the butts over to the mall hanger where we have our Young Farmer event tonight, chip it up, have a great big barbecue. Several years back in the middle 90s, we added a horseshoe pitching contest, a little friendly competition throughout the day. Swisher International sponsors this event, as they do with the Farmer of the Year program. Mm-hmm. The top cooking team goes home with $1,200. The top horseshoe pitching team goes home with $1,200. And no team goes home with less than $50. And we have about 24 teams competing here this week. It's just a fun time. This is truly hump day for us, and we're looking forward to the Young Farmer event tonight, and we thank our sponsors, Swisher Sweet, Swisher International, also sponsors our Farmer of the Year program. Farm Credit's a big sponsor for us, Stripling's Meats, and all of our door prize sponsors tonight.
Well, you're looking pretty relaxed here for, we are getting towards the end of day two, but probably it's just drinking some of that sweet tea.
That's right. I tell you, I might look cool and calm on the surface, but I'm paddling like heck under the water. And it goes back to our staff. We have just the most outstanding staff in the farm show industry. We got a lot of experience. I realized early on, the more experienced people you could bring back year after year. You know, we employ 12 to 15 people on a year-round basis, including in on our research farm, and that crew expands to about 200, 225 this week. And, you know, they take off work to come work at Sunbelt Expo. They take annual leave. It gets in your blood. We're like one big family, and, you know, from parking to security to the guys in the forklift trailer mm-hmm. over here to the guys that were running the horseshoe pitching contest to the field demos to security. Yeah. Shipping and receiving, registration, all, you know, all those people are temporary. Boy, they do a great job, make my life a lot easier. And the thing I tell them is I realize how blessed I am to have them on our team.
Great. Well, I want to thank you for taking time to talk with me here before heading out on day two at Sunbelt Ag Expo, and hoping that if everything works out well, maybe this can become an annual stop for AgWire.com.
We'd love to have you. Thank you so much for being here this week, Chuck. Right.
Thank you very much.